A longtime St. Louis music festival called Twang Fest that draws both local and national talent gets underway tomorrow at Off-Broadway and runs through Saturday. Contributor Steve Potter has more.
This is the 21st Twang Fest Music Festival. John Winland is one of the event's organizers, and he joins us now with Melinda Cooper, who leads the band Town Cars. Welcome, both of you, to St. Louis on the Air.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
John, this festival is celebrating the Big 21. And you're sort of making a note of that.
It has been, yeah, it's been quite an adventure.
but you're sort of like making that the theme. You're 21, you're calling it finally legal.
Yep.
So do you feel you finally matured as a festival?
You know, it took a while, but yeah, here we are.
That's been a long process, though, in all seriousness.
Yeah, you know, actually, Twang Fest came out of a music listserv group, people all over the country. It was people in bands and writers and fans. And then some of the bands had got an idea, hey, let's have a festival. And they decided to just pick a place right in the middle of the United States. Some people actually, there was actually bands from California, bands from New York, bands from Missouri. So it's always been, St. Louis has always been the base ever, you know, from the onset.
Uh-huh. Melinda, have you either with or without Town Cars been part of this before?
I have not. I'm pretty excited about it. This is my first go at it, so.
Did you ever attend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've had some friends play it in really good shows before. So,
well, as an observer, what do you think is neat about Twang Fest?
Kind of along the lines of what John just said, like this place, the center of the country, St. Louis is a hub for exactly this thing. So I couldn't think of a better place for this to happen here.
And why would you say that's true?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, coming from California, you can't see half the bands that you could see in Missouri because it's in such great location, Nashville and Chicago and Cincinnati and you name it, everyone comes through here. It's actually, it's just almost a wealth of riches that we get from a band standpoint, both local and touring bands.
Is it because of the highway system? Is that part of it?
Well, I mean, for bands, kind of, yeah. Because for bands, especially who are smaller and touring on their own dime, St. Louis, the concept is a spiderweb tour. Mm-hmm. So you go out this way and come back 3 weeks this way. And St. Louis, you can do it. Of Chicago to Milwaukee, back, and then, you know, you head east, west, anywhere. It's a great location to be able to tour pretty cheaply.
And do you do any of that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But, John, I'm assuming most of the bands aren't. Do you have a formula about that you use, or how does that work?
Well, we always like to have some St. Louis bands, and that's why we have four at least, yeah. And then we always have some more national and touring bands. It's the way it's always been, other than the very onset. Was.
And over these last 21 years, do you have regulars? Or have there been people that performed a lot, or is it always different?
Well, we try to make it different, but there's certain bands like the Bottle Rockets have probably played four times. You know, they're a St. Louis band institution by now, at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been a – you try not to have them every year because you want to keep it exciting for people. Not that they wouldn't be exciting every year, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, you call it Twang Fest, so I'm just thinking of the name, Twang Fest. That paints a picture to me. Should that name give us any idea of what kind of music to expect?
Well, it would have at one time. What happened was when it first started, it was mainly people kind of, for lack of a better term, involved with the roots rock or alt country scene, for lack of a better way to put it, roots music. But all the organizers, they're huge music fans in all kinds of different genres. So we started going, okay, Twang Fest, it's a big tent. I mean, we've had everyone from Sacred Steel bands, you know, African-American church bands, to soul, to,
wow,
you know, to pop, to, you know, country legends like Billy Joe Shaver, to Nico Case, you know, you name it. We've had, it runs the whole gamut. So even though it says twang, it's not just country.
Okay. Is there any twang in the Town Cars?
Not really, no.
How do you describe your band?
Well, when people ask what we sound like live, I just say, we're loud.
Loud?
What? How would you describe yourself loud?
Yeah.
Just, you know, prepare you. We're definitely a rock band. There's some pop in there. There is a little bit of twang. We have players in the band who play in various other bands of different types.
Right.
And so those influences come together, and sometimes they lean this way or that way.
I wanted to ask you about that because from what I've read about you, sometimes, like you said, you've got this group of people, and I guess it can vary from time to time. Does that affect the sound at all, depending who the group is there?
Yeah, and it's great. Like, I'm the first album that I put out, I played the instruments all on my own. And so right. I did the whole album. Now I'm putting these people in this situation, and the songs have taken a fabulous turn, like all of them, the way they're interpreted from other people, and I really appreciate that. I know the songs inside and out. And then getting to hear how other people decide to make them. Our one rule in the band is we do what we want. And so everybody does what they want, and I can follow along. I know the song.
Uh-huh. John, if you were going to describe Town Cars to someone, what would you say?
Oh, man. I would say, I hear a lot of pop influence.
Yeah.
And pop, but with more of a garage edge. I don't mean it's not polished at times, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But definitely, I hear pop influences in there, and I really like that.
Well, let's sample something, Melinda, off your album. And this is You Snooze, You Lose. Well, would you set it up for us?
This is definitely our twangiest one we've got
here. Is that
right? Yeah. Yeah, this is a fun song. It's always a good little sing-along.
You snooze, you lose. Worn out head in troubled shoes. Never together as you feel you should be. You will.
And that's Melinda Cooper and Town Cars. They'll be performing in this year's Twangfest, which is coming up for 4 days. John Wendland is here. He's one of Twangfest's organizers. Love the sound for that. Where does your inspiration come from?
I mean, all over. I was watching a documentary, the Jandek on Corwood documentary, and I was just pulling lines out of it and things, my thoughts during that song or during that movie. And writing them down and then kind of like put everything together.
Who'd you listen to growing up? I mean, who were your favorite bands?
Oh, I loved Heart. Heart probably was the foundation. I loved ABBA, of the Bee Gees.
Uh-huh.
We were pretty limited on the allowance of secular music in the house. So it started off, we could have Lionel Richie and we could have Barbara Streisand, Bette Midler, absolutely loved. That was my first secular concert, actually, was Bette Midler.
Really?
Love her, yeah. And, I listened to everything. I got a Patsy Cline tape once on a church trip when I couldn't take the lack of secular music anymore. And I, like, went into a gas station and snuck this Patsy Cline tape. And that was the first I'd heard her. And it's in the tape player at my work right now. We actually listen to it all the time.
So, I'm reading between the lines. Did you grow up in a church choir then?
I grew up playing. I wasn't ever really in the choir unless I had to be, unless it was required. But our music pastor was my piano teacher starting at age 4, and
I see.
He gave me the bass guitar that I still play now. And I played in the church band, and whatever part somebody didn't show up to play that Sunday, that's the thing I played. I'm still a terrible organ player, but yeah.
but you do it.
I'll do it if I have to.
Well, you said the members of Town Car kind of switch around sometimes. Who's going to be on stage during Twangfest?
This is going to be Matt Pace, Sean McElroy, who plays in Pretty Little Empire. They've played Twangfest before, too.
Yep.
Lindsay Reber, who is always the drummer. Cassie Morgan, she has her own thing going really strong.
She's played Twangfest as well.
Yeah, and that song in particular, they took that. So Cassie and Matt especially took that song. And sometimes Matt will play the organ solo as a trumpet or on the guitar. And Cassie's vocals and guitar work, like, I can't imagine playing it without them now. It's great.
Huh. John, I know you're a musician. Do you ever actually take stage?
I have, sure.
John, you're in a group and you're in a band and also I think a duo.
Yeah, I play in a duo called the Wilhelms. with a gentleman named Andy Plouf. And then I'm in a band called Rough Shop, and that's a full band, including Mike Schrand, who is actually from St. Louis Public Radio.
Right.
And then we just started something called Baja, where we're also playing with Ossette and Brad Sarno, Andy Plouf and I. So, yeah, three bands. It keeps you relatively busy.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Twangfest, four nights. Would you want to mention the other groups that are performing?
Oh, yeah. The nights are June 7th through June 10th at Off-Broadway, which is, in my mind, my favorite rock club in all of St. Louis because they present music the way it should be presented. Really
Agreed.
Good sound.
Agreed.
But, yeah, all the headliners. I mean, Chuck Prophet, he's out of San Francisco, Force of Nature Live, on the same bill with the Town Cars. And also the Flat Five, first time they've played in a club in St. Louis. And it's a band with Kelly Hogan, Nora O'Connor. They all play with Mavis Staples, the Decemberist, you know, Casey McDonough in the Flat Five. He just got through doing all the falsetto parts live with Brian Wilson on those concerts. They're ridiculously good singers. It's like a free design, but more off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really interesting stuff. Robbie Foulkes just got nominated for a Grammy in the country category. So yeah, we got a whole lot of entertainment value here.
Melinda, do you want to say anything about any of those groups we mentioned? Are you familiar with any of those? Or
I'm familiar with Chuck Prophet. I have not yet heard the Flat Five, and I'm really excited. A coworker of mine expressed like her love for this band, and I'm like, well, now I really want to see it, because I know that you like good stuff, and yeah, knowing who's in the band, yeah, that's quite a bill.
Well, let's sample one of those groups, Cave States, and we have Kingdom Come from their album True Life. Can you set that up for us a little
bit? Yeah, Cave States, local St. Louis band. It's fronted by two really good vocalists, and that's Chris Graybaugh and Danny Kathreiner. And Chris Graybaugh also plays Magnolia Summer. Danny Kathreiner plays in Colonel Ford. Extremely talented band.
This is Kingdom Come.
With a freckled little face and a subtle grin, when you smile, did the gods come rushing down? Did they open their eyes? Were they surprised what they were missing? Did they covet you? Maybe, I don't know. Did they sing doo-doo-doo? As you withered away, as you withered away. But all at once, all was taken from. All of us down, kingdom come.
That's Cave States. They'll be performing at this year's Twang Fest. We're talking with organizer John Winland and with Melinda Cooper of Town Cars, who will also be performing. Boy, they sound like good storytellers. Is a little country? How would you describe them?
Yeah, they have a lot of experience between those two main singer-songwriters.
What strikes you about their sound, Melinda?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's immediately relaxing, and you want to leave it on and just sit back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pour a glass of bourbon, all set.
Sit on the beach,
mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
around the fire.
And they have the advantage of having two vocalists who could sing like that.
Uh-huh. I mean,
and then they sing together, and it's just then it becomes a little different thing entirely.
Let's talk about another performer. This guy interests me. His name is Gene Jackson. He's a solo act, and he has an interesting backstory. He didn't really, I guess, start singing professionally, or at least not releasing an album until he was well into his 60s. Tell me about the guy.
Well, I don't know what's going on with St. Louis soul singers in their 60s, but this is the second person, Roland Johnson being the first, who's really putting out their first record. And it's being assisted by Paul Niehaus, the fourth. I know he writes a lot of the music, then they write the lyrics. And he's been a mainstay, from what I understand, for a long time, but he's never had a recording just under his name. Just came out in 2017. And night number one is definitely leans more towards classic soul, Yeah, R&B.
His album is titled 1963. Would you happen to know the significance of that?
I wish I did.
That's all right. Why don't we sample Gene Jackson? This is from his album that came out this year, 1963, Married at the Station.
I'm sending you a letter. It reads, baby, meet me at the station. Make sure you wear that new dress, golf. It's a special occasion. All our friends will be there, and your mama too. I called on the pastor, baby, 'cause I wanna marry you. Get married at the station. Now my job got me driving different places, and I've seen so many different faces. But I can't wait to get on so I can hold you in my arms. Oh, I thank God above that we're still in love. And on our wedding day, you're gonna hear me say, get married at the station.
Get married at the station. That's Gene Jackson. He's part of this year's Twang Fest. I know you want to say something about Thursday.
Well, we didn't mention anything about Thursday, and that's John Henry is another local who's opening. Then John Paul White, who is in the Civil Wars, and he has a really incredible voice. I just got to leave it at that. It's just, and then Erica Winterstrom, Heartless Bastard, just put out like 5 albums. They're based out of Austin, Texas. Well, she's fronting a different band for this, but when you hear her sing, there's you don't hear a lot of vocalists like her. And so I just think I want to make mention of that night as well.
Uh-huh. So Twang Fest is 4 nights. What are the options as far as ticketing? Are you able to buy a ticket where you can see everything, or what should we think about?
Yeah, they have a 4-day pass, which if you do that, it's more of a bargain. Then you can get individual tickets if you want. Every night we're trying to make different, where we have a different food truck there every night. And we just try to keep it different from night to night.
Melinda, before we go, I want to ask you, I think you're currently working on a new album. What can you tell us about that?
It's about halfway in the can. We started it a couple years ago, and then the person with whom we're recording had a family situation. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to wait because I wanted to record with him for mm-hmm. sure. And so it was postponed by about a year, and then we got going on it again.
Should we expect anything new from you? Or?
Yeah, hopefully coming this fall.
But I mean, is there going to be a new sound or something new?
It's gonna sound different because, like I said, I played everything on the first one, uh-huh. and this one, all my friends are playing on it. So Matt and Cassie and Lindsay and Sean, they all have recordings on, and they're going to be playing their instruments on it, and I'll just be playing the things that I do live, which is really great.
So we'll hear a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, it'll have a new sound. I mean, it's still going to be my songs, but it's going to have the new twist that has been put into the live sound will be put into the album.
That's exciting for you. We'll look forward to it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And John, so Twang Fest finally is turning 21. So what's the next milestone, 30?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting when Twang Fest first started, so many people would come out of town for it. And as they got older and got more responsibility and had kids, that's become less of a thing. And now it's become way more of a local destination for music fans.
Well,
so it has, kind of morphed over the years.
Well, really look forward to it. Melinda, we want to go out with one of your tunes, The Town Cars. This is No Shows. What should we know about this one? What's this about?
Oh, this song, I wrote this a very long time, or the words anyway, a very long time ago. It was when The Wedge was closing, and it seemed like a lot of places were closing, and KDHX was talking about moving, and I was like, what's happening? Everything's going away. And I wrote it in kind of a panic really quickly and then wrote the music for it a couple years later.
Can I give an unsolicited testimonial?
No, absolutely.
It's my favorite Town Cars.
Oh,
really?
Thank you.
Well, thank you both for joining us, and we'll go out with
Thanks
that.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it was cool.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thank you.
Clubs left town and won't
That's the song No Shows by Town Cars, one of the local bands that will perform at this year's Twang Fest. The longtime music festival gets underway tomorrow and runs through Saturday at Off-Broadway. Melinda Cooper is the band leader, singer, and songwriter of Town Cars. She, along with Twang Fest co-organizer John Wendland, spoke with contributor Steve Potter. Town Cars perform Saturday night. Gene Jackson, whom you heard earlier, performs on Wednesday. And Cave States performs on Friday.
The station sank beneath its weight in one communal twist of fate. There it goes. There'll be no more show.
On St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the issue of human trafficking in the St. Louis region and what's being done to address it. We'll also take a look at Hitana Productions' performance art theater production, Between Worlds, An American Journey. It explores how cultures intersect across the past, present, and future. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.